Hey guys, this is Pat Duffy out here in freezing cold Helsinki, Finland. And you are listening to Talkin' Schmidt. So crank it up. Yee!
So, when did this thing start?
Just give it the old college try right here.
Oh, big dog's in.
What do you think, Schmitty?
Help me out. Art direct.
Talkin' Schmidt.
He's so fucking busy.
Shit my pants, lad.
Yeah, roll the decks. It's fucking deep.
Are you ready?
Just do it for you.
Come on, Schmidt.
I'm here for Greg Smith.
Yeah! It's gonna start right now. We are live in Santa Cruz, but not really Santa Cruz. We're in some little remote location. We can't tell you where it is, but, I got some big news for y'all that are listening. Y'all have been wanting a girl, and we got the first girl ever on the podcast. I had to take it way back to the old homie, Jessica Krause.
Holy shit, Red. Thank you. Stoked. Honored to be here.
Thanks for coming aboard.
Yeah, nah. It would be weird if not. I haven't seen anybody in fucking years.
What have you been doing?
Well, actually, I was living in Thailand for 8 years, and that was fucking awesome. Kind of grew up my adult lifehood there. So I left when I was like 23 and came back like when I was like 31 or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was out there. Yeah, my dad lives out there, so that's why I went out there first. And then I kind of like, people were like, yeah, you could stay out here, get a work visa, and fucking, you could chill and not have to leave and live there basically and do whatever, or teach. But, so I taught English to kindergarten kids. That was fucking crazy. But I stayed out there for a while. After I broke my ankle, though, I was pretty much over it. I was like, fuck America. I'm fucking, So, yeah.
How'd you break your ankle?
Skating. I think my dumbass, though, should have just sat down after I broke it. But instead, I was like, I'm going to run and jump and walk it off. And then I was like, it was probably a bad idea. Because I didn't walk for, like, fucking 9 months and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a long time. Yeah. Because I got nerve damage.
Did you know it was broken or did you just think it was messed up?
At first, I was just like, nah, it's good, it's fine. And then, like, all the jumping around and running all stupid, I was like, oh, my God, this fucking hurts. And just kind of, like, sat down on my board. Funny thing is that day, too, that's the day I first met Raven. He was probably, like, 13 or 12.
No way.
Yeah, and he went skating with us, and we filmed some stuff, but, yeah, he was there. My friend, I was like, do we have to bring, like, a kid? I want to smoke and drink and chill, you know?
Yeah.
And like, he's like, nah, don't worry. This kid's fucking rad. He's super good. And I was like, okay, we'll bring him, you know? And fucking rips. I was like, whoa, what the fuck? So I was like, oh, he's pretty chill. So I could still drink beers and smoke splits.
Yeah, his uncle is Joey Trache, so I think everything's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Probably didn't see anything on him for years, you know? And then, like, he won the X Game Parks thing, and I was just like, oh, whoa, I knew that kid. He fucking kills it.
Yeah.
So it's good to see him out there, like, as an older person. I don't know.
So when you broke your ankle, you just got super bummed and, like, on the country was like, I'm out of here? What was the feeling there?
Yeah, I don't know. I just had, like, shitty luck. I'm good at that, but whatever. I kind of just got to the point of, like, well, been defeated. Whatever.
Yeah.
But in a situation. But, no, yeah, I was, like, pissed. I couldn't really skate. It was taking way too long to heal. I couldn't really work, so I was, like, running out of cash being here, and then I was, like, I knew it's, like, way cheaper to live out there.
Right.
It's amazing. It felt like I felt like an adult that had my own place. Like, I was a teacher, so I was like, oh, this is all professional and shit.
What were you teaching?
Kindergarten, English.
Oh.
It's like a foreign language.
Do you just show up and if you can speak English, you can be a teacher? Do you have to have some credentials or what?
Well, it kind of was like that probably like 10, 12 years ago. For a while, you could just go if you had a TEFL-like certificate, teaching English as a foreign language, or TESOL, one of the two.
Uh-huh.
Just as long as you had those two pieces of paperwork, it was cool. Like, it was all good. But I just made all mine because they don't check. But
did you stay stationed in one zone over there, or did you travel around and check out?
No, I traveled a shitload. But I lived up in Isan, which is near Lao, like 2 hours from Lao.
Oh, okay.
That's where I started. The edge of the earth, there's like nothing out there.
You go to Bali?
It was pretty good. No, I haven't been to Indo. I've been to Malaysia, Singapore. I really like Singapore.
Really?
Yeah. And where else? South Korea. Lao, obviously. Oh, Myanmar, which is cool, but trippy. Kind of reminded me of, like, Hong Kong.
Huh.
It's like going through double customs. You're like, oh, this is weird.
How did you eat out there?
How to eat? What do you mean?
Like, what kind of food?
I was like,
with a fork?
No, actually a spoon, because we eat a lot of rice. It's way easier to eat with the spoon.
Uh-huh. Did you eat any weird shit, though?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, what was the crazy... Like, there's crazy meals out there, yeah?
Yeah, there's crazy shit. Bugs, but I didn't really eat them. They always try to get me to eat this, like, red ant fucking nasty soup. It's called, like, mordang. And, nah, I couldn't do it.
Red ant soup.
Yeah, and then, yeah, that was gnarly. But let's see, fish eyes. I'm trying to think what is the craziest thing I ate out there. I don't know. There's a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I fell in love with food. Like, even expats and stuff, like, foreigners have, like, bomb food.
Oh.
They can't do Mexican, though, which makes no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. New York can't do it either. Yeah, like we can't do pizza and New York can't do Mexican.
Pizza a little bit.
Yeah, a little, but not like the East Coast. And so then what happened? What brought you back to the States?
Well, that kind of whole reason of the cure. But I had quit teaching before that because I was kind of stressed on it. I wasn't getting the, what do they call that, feel the reward of putting in your good time and effort. And then I was like, yeah, I need to chill and do something else. So I like cooking a lot. So I went to this culinary school out there. And then when I finished the courses, I was like, can I just stay here and work for free, you know? And it was super funny because, like, all the, like, Burmese people and stuff, like dishwashers and whatnot, would be like, why you work for free? Why no money? And I'm like, it's not about the money, it's about the experience. No money, why? Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to explain. Like, but the head chef and, like, other people knew. They were like, yeah, let's learn everything. So I did that.
What's your go-to dish? Like, if you're trying to impress somebody culinary-wise, what are you going with?
Either going to go with, I would like to do krapao, which is is like the spicy basil, I think they call it, some shit like that. Uh-huh. Over here, either that or curry. Yellow curry is pretty, like, and then I don't know, just everything. Oh, fucking barbecue though, dude, off the hook. Amazing.
Red
chicken, pork, beef they can't really do because they got those, like, Brahmin cows and shit, so they're all, like, skinny and look all dehydrated.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the meat.
Might not be the best.
No, it's not. But when I came back, dude, chicken fucking sucks.
Really?
It sucks here. I don't know if it's because it's all processed and shit. But out there, it was nice because a lot of the meats, like, get killed, like, that day. And, like, it's pretty rad. It's
so you can taste the freshness as opposed to here?
Fuck yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just, like, nice and juicy. There's none of that, like, weird dryness. I don't know. A lot of people don't like to eat chicken on the bone, even though that's, like, the best part.
Yeah. So. Are you doing cooking here back in California?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah. When I first moved back, I worked at a Thai restaurant, but it was so bad.
I would imagine, yeah.
I was like...
Like, you went from the real deal to Santa Cruz version.
It's so bummed. And then I would make it like the real deal. And then this Mexican kid, he was one of the chefs, and he's been there for a while. Granted, that's cool and all. But I would make it, like, authentic, like how you're supposed to make it. And he'd get all mad. And, Flacca, that's not on the menu. That's how you do it, Flacca. And I was like, why are you always calling Flacca? And they found out it was, like, skinny. And I was like, okay. He's all, you can't make it like that. I was like, yeah, but this is how it was made. Well, we're not in Thailand. And I was like, we're not even cooking real Thai food here. What the fuck? Like, come on, let's cook something real.
Yeah. Have you ever been on a podcast before?
No. This is the first one.
Have you ever listened to one?
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah. Always, yeah.
Well, you got any favorite ones?
It's probably Philosophize This.
Huh.
This guy, like, dumbs it down, so it's kind of cool. Because I don't read for shit. I never have. I don't have the patience.
Yeah.
Nor the memory of what's going on. What you're supposed to do.
Right.
What did I just read?
Yeah. What was that?
I
like when
that
I
right?
read a whole chapter and I'm like, I don't know one thing that I just read.
I can happens. Even do that with, like, looking up a word and make sure I spelled it right and the definition and whatnot. And, like, I'll read it. And I was like, wait, what did I just read right now? And it's, like, seriously, like, five words just making a sentence. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, my memory's shit. So bad.
Well, let's go down memory lane for a minute, since your memory's so shit. Let's see what we can remember.
All right.
I met you, I don't remember the year. You probably don't either, but it was in the Think days, I'm guessing.
No, it had to be when I was like 14 or 15. I remember going up to the Knoll, like, every weekend, even on, like, Fridays to Mondays and shit. My mom would write a note, and I could skip those days of school and stay up there for, like, 4 days.
Oh, shit. Where were you living?
So, at that time, I was living over here in Santa Cruz. I went back and forth.
Okay.
So.
You were born and raised where?
Here, in Santa Cruz.
In Santa Cruz, yeah. Okay.
Good old Dominican.
And then you would go up to Newell.
Yeah, I'd take the bus to the train. And then another bus to get to Frankie's house and whatnot. And Dustin was living there at the time, Frank, and then John Klein, who I haven't heard from in years. So.
That's the answer to my riddle. The other day we were talking about rookie skateboards, and they're it was all girls. I was like, no, it wasn't. There was one guy, but I couldn't remember his name. And it was John Klein.
John Klein.
Yeah, you know? He was like the most technical skater back then, like kind of tall, lanky.
I was just going to say,
but not the
tall,
best
lanky.
Style, but he could do some gnarly stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'm not clowning on your style. No. I'm just saying you're skinny,
yeah.
Lanky, and tall. Like, he was pretty tall. It's always a trip watching, like, really tall skaters. You're like, oh.
Yeah. That's cool. So you were skating with those guys a lot.
Yeah.
And then
how'd
you get on to Fink?
So I used to skate Castle a lot.
The contest?
Like, yeah. The whole California Amateur Skate League thing.
Yeah.
And I did the Northern California set because that's where I live. And they also had a Southern California one. But I remember... What's his last name? I can't remember his last name. Justin, right?
Oh, Williams.
Yeah, the ears. Electrical ears. Yeah, yeah, that's right. And then Bruce Rodella, they've seen me at a few contests. So. Oh. All right, let's see who else do we know.
All right, so you got on to Think, and you met guys like Dandre Hobel, Tim McKenney. Yes. Who was the squad?
Was
Jake Nunn, maybe? I can't remember exactly who was on at that time.
Yeah, he was on there. He's another tall, skinny, like
Jesse Paez, was he still there?
It was like towards the end, I think he got over it. No, so it was
Poncho,
yeah, Danny Funzaletta, Sean Payne, another tall, skinny dude who's pretty tech. He was good.
He ripped.
Yeah, I think
he just didn't want to leave Hawaii.
I was just gonna say he's from Hawaii. Right? Yeah, is that where he went back?
He's an epic skimboarder too. Like,
that's why I started skating again. Really? Because I started skimming in Thailand.
No way.
Pretty much skimmed every day. The water's so warm.
Right.
It's not an issue. But yeah, and then I was like, man, I want to skate again. Fuck it. I'm going to try to skate. Like, I'll give it a go again. I don't want to look back in life and be like, fuck, dude. You had like a few more years in there. Well, hopefully not a few more years, but. Like, you do it right, you can do it for a long time. Yeah. So.
Was there any trips you would go on with those dudes?
Oh, dude. So the first tour I went on was like 3.5 weeks, and it was, we were doing the Slam City Jam in Canada.
Uh-huh.
Our first day on the first demo was doing this kickflip, landed before I, for some reason, I'm like, the bail cam master, so when it's time to take a photo, it's just like not happening. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I've gotten better at that though. I'm like, you can't fall, I'm too old now.
Yeah.
But so yeah, I kind of twisted my knee all fucked up. First day, didn't know, skated the contest, skated the whole time, or at least tried to. And just like when I got back, I was like, oh, it's so fucked up. So I got an MRI and it's like, oh yeah, you tore your meniscus, your lateral and your whatever one. And I was like, yeah, I thought there was something wrong. I was like, god damn it though, it had to be on the first fucking day of the tour. And it was like, oh, I look like such a pile. Like, god, like, I have the best worst luck ever. I'm just great at it. It's like a magnet to my body.
Did you go on the whole tour just hurt?
Yeah, so a lot of people didn't know. They just thought I was like a piece of shit on the tour. And I was like, dude. And when I got back, I almost went, yeah, like, I told you all. Nobody listened. And like, I was drinking a lot. Granted, I was drinking a lot.
Uh-huh.
Smoking weed, as usual. So we were all in there, and this is a funny one. It was in Big Brother. Do you remember the pee in the bottle?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, my dumb ass drinks like a 40, and I gotta take a piss. We're in fucking like Seattle or whatever on the freeway somewhere, and we're all the way over in the far lane to where it's like going towards the middle, so on the far left side. And we're just stopped, and all of a sudden I'm like, I gotta really, really pee. I gotta really pee. And then Joey had his, like, little Gatorade. It was probably 16 ounces, using it as his ashtray. And I was like, oh, I gotta pee. And just put it down my pants and, like, filled up the bottle. And I was like, well, I'm still peeing. And that's when I learned you can't, you pee the amount of liquid that you drink.
Yeah.
I threw it at Pat, who's sitting in the front.
Duffy?
Yeah, it was freaking out. But it was closed. It wasn't like it was open or anything. But they were like, oh, what the fuck?
Crazy enough, we got a phone call right now.
Oh. Who we got?
Hey, Canada's first professional girl skateboarder. I was wondering if you remember your mom coming home off a flight one night with some honey butter. That she's the coolest lady I've ever met, coolest stewardess I've ever met, total sweetheart. I had to give her some wheels for her daughter. Come to find out it was you, huh?
Wow. Amazing.
Do you know anything about that? McKenny said you met your mom on an airplane and gave her some wheels to give to you or something.
No, I don't know. I gotta ask her now. Well, that's fucking crazy. Oh, they were at a surf shop the other day. Well, like a week or two ago, probably a month. I don't know. Everything's a week or two to me. Uh-huh. It could be a year. Like a week or two ago. No, they're over there, and for some reason it came up. They're like looking at stuff, and they're like, oh, yeah, my daughter skates. And they have this like little skate crew click thing here of females, women skaters. So it's cool. Oh.
Was it Santa Cruz Lurker or something?
Yeah, Santa Cruz Lady Lurkers.
Lady Lurkers.
Which, yeah, I was gone for all that development. But when I came back, I was like, oh, I gotta meet all these chick skaters. There was no one when I skated back here. Like, yeah. There's nothing. So it was cool to meet a bunch of chicks. But what the fuck were we at right now? Oh, yeah, my mom. So she was in the store in the... girl was like, oh, who's your daughter? And she started to tell her who I was, and she was like, oh, I know her. And then like later that day, I met your mom, she's so nice, this and that. And I was like, oh, okay, like, did she offer you cookies or something? I don't know. Yeah, I tripped out. I met so many people through skateboarding and just like skaters and just people in general from traveling.
Yeah. Nice. What was the story with your nickname, Drit?
Oh.
I love that one.
So, like, once again, I'm super ignorant, and definitely reading and spelling is not my thing. Never really has been. I'm so lazy. But I was trying to put dirt bag. And it was drip bag. Or something. And I was like, ow. God damn it, then the rest of you're drit in the rest of the thing. And like, I was like, no, but that's not the first nickname. I got all kinds of brawler, floppy, the champ. Just like, that's kind of cool. I'd rather have that than my real name. Like,
yeah?
No, not really, but.
Speaking of nicknames, what do you think about people calling girl skateboarders she-boarders?
I've never heard about that, but that's another one at the Knoll they gave me was LG, little girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
LG.
Yeah. Okay. That one's kind of cool. I like that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a Frank Gerwer classic?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I bet you got lots of stories. Those guys are fucking the best.
I know, right? I fucking love those guys. That was such a... I'm great. I got that experience in life.
Do you remember the first skateboard you had?
The first one when I was like 7, this is funny. My eldest brother taught me how to like push and turn and not be Mongo, which was cool because Mongo is really weird.
Yeah.
So it was this Snoopy Nash board from probably like Kmart or some shit like that. Plastic wheels, like plastic truck. And stuff. After that, it was my neighbor. I took his board. Actually, I played Pop Warner football for like 4 years, so he was like a quarterback down the street, so he didn't really skate.
In Santa Cruz?
Nah, that was in Hollister.
Hollister.
Yeah, that was fun.
What position?
Me?
Yeah.
I was fucking tailback, baby.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, I used to fucking rock fools. Like, I was stoked.
Were you the only girl on the team?
Yes, for the first 3 years, and then last year, there was this girl, which I was playing over here in Santa Cruz, but that was in, Felton, which is, like,
yeah,
by Ben Lomond, that skateboard, have you ever skated?
Yeah,
Bila?
For sure.
Yeah, so it's up that way. That was fun. I got MVP that year, and then I got MVP another year when I played for the team in, like, Hollister. This one kid got so mad, poor dude, but he had, like, leg braces and shit. She always gets to start. She's not at every practice, and she gets to play the whole game and this and that and da 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 da. Like, I don't want to be dick or anything, but I was kind of like needed I was fast. And it was kind of the same size I have now. And then it just stopped growing. And I was like, oh, this sucks. There's some chick, though. She just got signed to go to college. I forget what school, but she's...
For football?
Yeah.
No way.
Rad.
That is rad.
So.
Yeah, what do you think of, like, where girls skateboarding is today compared to when you were doing it all the
time?
Dude,
it's off the hook. And you know what else is... Sorry, men, you guys think you're all great and shit. But, like, for the amount of time that women's skateboarding has been going on, like, we're, you know, like, serious, we're, like, way, like, over the progression of how long it took men to, like, actually get to the level that they're at now. And then, like, what, the women are there already? Like... Fuck y'all, dude. It's no offense, but, like, it's a trip. Because what? Like, it was, there was how many of it? It was a small, like, amount of us. Alyssa was there, which was, like, the first, like, whoa, like, crazy. Don't get me wrong, Carabeth, Burnside, or
her
name, she was around. There were a few, like, vert skaters and stuff.
Yeah, but Jen O'Brien.
Yeah, Jen's rad. I talk to her a lot. She's cool.
Yeah. She's the shit.
Yeah.
So and then Vanessa was...
So we got Vanessa. We had Amy. She's rad. Alex White.
Yep.
There was Becky. I don't know a few of the girls from down south.
But it was a small, definitely small.
Yeah. 10, 12 of us, maybe, if that, well, for street, But, yeah, now it's just crazy. Like, yeah, when I was gone, I was, I didn't think anything of skateboarding. I was so, like, detached and, like, over, I forgot the name of tricks and everything. Like, but no, when I started to see the stuff, I was like, oh, my God. This is awesome. The progression went way faster than it took the men to do the level that they're at it now. And the women are practically there. So it's like...
They got a little advantage, too, because they started later. So they had better equipment to get with.
Yeah, but take...
Come on, we always have excuses.
No, I know, right? Take an instance like falling and whatnot and pain. How women naturally can... endure more pain than a man.
For sure.
I guess because the giving birth, which I never ever want to do. not in the cards.
Yeah. Who's one of the girls that's out there ripping that you're stoked on today?
Oh, there's a few of them. I don't know. Most of them. The Street League kids, like, you know, that's crazy. They're going, like, big. Like, it's the same thing.
Dude, yeah. We're Letitia, not, Samaria.
Yeah.
I've seen Letitia take such a gnarly slam.
She's rad. A lot of people have kind of like, I feel like they try to hate on certain like female skaters. And it's like, why do people even hate on skating to begin with? Because on each other.
Yeah.
Are you guys jelly of each other?
Right.
This you want to have what that person has, but you can't just do it.
Also like nowadays too, like it feels just like everyone's hating on comedians or hating on other comedians, like skaters are hating on other skaters. Like, what the hell is going on?
It's like there's no like we're doing something right. See, that's the thing about Thailand, that I was stoked on the skate scene. That's how it was. There was no like hating on each other.
Just the community.
Just, and it was just like...
Yeah.
And the progression of that, too, when I first started seeing it, when it was 2012, 2013, or maybe 11 to 13, but there wasn't, like, that big of a skate scene, you know? It hadn't really blown up that much. But this fucking last few years... It's insane.
Really?
I'm so stoked. Yeah, the Thai homies came out and they went to that coastal carnage thing at the downtown park in Oakland. Little Thai homie won it.
No way.
Heel flip, no slide on the rails. It's like, What? Sick. That's rad. And he was here probably for like 2 days. So just imagine arriving in America and like jet lag and all that shit.
Yeah.
And like taking it. I was like, oh, no. Fuck yeah.
That's tight.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Stoked. Yeah.
Like, do you know what it means to skate like a girl? Like, you have style like a girl. Have you heard that before?
Yeah. And it's like, oh, well, wait, there's a bunch of sketchy dudes who skate out there. Like,
yeah.
Arm flailers and like weird impactors, like, you know, some people, like, when they jump off something big in the way they do their impact, it's like, whoa,
right,
looks kind of crazy.
Yeah,
I didn't think you were gonna pull that, but
yeah, right. Yeah,
yeah, no, that shit's weird.
Totally. Like, I did a skaters. Full, I did like a full video part with Lizzie Armano, and
oh yeah, she's rad.
Her style is like so good.
That's another thing too, like seeing all the like park and like bowl and vert skaters be lones, and it's just like, yes, that's so rad, like,
yeah,
actually getting it and shit, like,
yeah, it's pretty crazy to see, yeah, like the hits that they take too, like, and get back up and do it, and like just I gained a lot of respect through our relationship because she would ski all day and then the next day she'd be sore and she'd roll herself out with the roller and stuff and she'd be good to
back
go.
At
and
I'd
be,
it.
Yeah, and yeah, it was like, she wanted it. She's going for it. And it was like, this is sick. Let's do this.
Yeah, that's the attitude. Just fucking go and get it.
For
self,
sure.
Please.
Yep.
Yeah, just do it for you. Yeah.
What parks have you been stoked on that you came back to that weren't here when you left that are now? Is there any ones that you're stoked to go skate?
The one I like the most is probably Eugene. I fucking love that place, dude.
Yeah.
Some people hate it. They're like, oh, it's too icy. And I'm like, that's why I like it.
Yeah, it's a little slippery.
It's just like, slide out. Some people don't like that.
Uh-huh.
I like it. Super hard wheels, Rick does.
For some reason, when you cross the border into Oregon, you can take me to any of those parks, and I just feel like we're at Oregon's worst park. It's still better than anything in California.
I don't know. Have you been to Ashland? I got fucking, we got
that's like
catfished.
One of their first ones. Oh, you did?
Shit, yeah. We thought, like, I saw it. That's how we were picking our route, you know. And we're like, oh, yeah, we'll stop there, you know. We went. We're like, what the fuck? And then the cops rolled through. It's like such a small town. It's like, oh, you need helmets and this and that. And we were like, whoa, we were here for like 15 minutes and like you guys are already here. Like,
exactly.
Peace, we're out here. Fuck this.
You got catfished by a skate park.
Yeah, dude.
That's sick. Medford.
Medford, yeah. Yeah. See, that's another thing. When the first time I went there, it was like new kind of, but like that was on the Think Tour and Dan was there and Pat was there and Dan was just fucking killing it. And it's like, yeah, we went to that one too. On our last trip, and it's so fucking choppy and just like kind of sticky, and it's like, how was he skating this thing? Like, it was nothing, or like it was a good park or something, and
yeah,
it's like the park's fucking sketch,
right? You want to talk a little bit about the hashtag fuck epilepsy?
That's definitely a weird one. I mean, I didn't have epilepsy growing up or anything like that. It happened like a year after I moved back living here.
From Thailand?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so I was working at a dispensary, funny enough. And I just started feeling weird, like a lot. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's like a bad mushroom trip, kind of. It's like from like the happy part to like the scary part. And then it gets to the scary part and you're like, why am I tripping out like I'm on mushrooms? I didn't eat mushrooms. What the fuck's going on? And just like all these weird things. Like, because one of my coworkers, she has epilepsy. And I do all these like weird hand things. And I do a lot of like fidgeting and shit. And like, I guess that's part of like focal seizures is what they call them.
Huh.
And she was like, oh, it looked like my seizures, blah, blah, blah. Like, she was saying it like 2 weeks before I had one. And I was like, fucking have epilepsy. What the fuck are you talking about? Well, I didn't talk like that, but I was just like, I don't have that. Like, so we're smoking 2 weeks later in the break room, and I was like, I don't feel right, and just stood up and everything got all fuzzy, and then I woke up outside on some couch and like trying to get up, and like, and everybody's like, no, just lay down, you're cool, like, you had a seizure. And I was like, what are you talking about? They're like, yeah, just relax, the ambulance is coming, don't worry. I was like, all right, whatever, you know, because I didn't know. When you have like a grand mal seizure, you don't, you lose consciousness, first of all. You lose pretty much all your like body, like you have no control over your body.
Right.
So that's, first of all, weird. And I bit my tongue, which is weird. Weird experience with that. But yeah, it's a weird thing. So you're kind of like in a haze. So I went to the hospital. They did the check. They did like the whole urine toxin, like whatever, to figure out what it was. So they were like, okay, you're cool to go home. But I told them too, I was like, shit doesn't look right. I was like, it looks weird. And everybody's like, yeah, no, no, no. It's like, they call them like seizure hangovers or like an extra haze for a while. Some people, mine's just, I'm fortunate enough to have a permanent one because I have the best bad luck. I'm great at that in life. So I go home. I guess I'm talking to, he's my ex-boyfriend, his dad, and I don't remember this, but so I had another seizure, and I guess he tripped out because he's like, do you know who I am? And I was like, no, where am I? But I don't remember that conversation at all, like one bit. And then he's like, come on, let's go to sleep, let's go to bed, and you know, like, relax and lay down. And I was like, okay, so we went to bed. And then I just remember waking up like, what the fuck? Why am I fucking wet? You know, like, he was like, yeah, we need to go back to the hospital. You had another seizure. You peed. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I have no idea. And I was like, yeah, I did just piss everywhere. So I went and changed. I guess that's kind of common, like biting your tongue and hitting your head.
Fuck.
So, yeah, that was weird.
And they don't know how it, like, just started this late in your life. Like, you didn't have it till, like, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, well, it's been about 3 years, I think, now. Uh-huh. So I've been back almost 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Left during second Bush, came back during end of Obama, and then like Trump thing, I didn't think that was like for real because I hadn't lived in America for so long. I thought it was kind of,
no one thought it was real.
Funny thing. Like, I was like, oh, this is cute.
No one thought it was,
and then they were like serious, and then I was like, oh wait, what? Oh, that's weird. Okay. Yeah. So I guess if you have 3 seizures or more, like, you have epilepsy if you have, like, 3 or more seizures, I guess, at once or something.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't know this, and I was talking to my dad, and he lives in Thailand, and I was telling him about it. He's like, oh, yeah, your grandma had epilepsy when she was younger. And I was like, well, okay, like, kind of weird, like, okay. So she had, like, absent seizures, which are, it used to be called petite mals. It's very common in children, because it's, people think it's like they're just spaced out or being rude, not paying attention, but you're actually not there. So teachers notice it a lot. At first they'll think, oh yeah, this kid's just being bad, and then they'll like, oh shit, I think they have epilepsy. So that's how my cousin found out she had it.
Oh, damn.
Was from her teacher. And she was like, yeah, you should check, you know, and just maybe it might be good.
Yeah. Smoking weed helps it?
Personally, for me, yeah, I really like edibles. So I have like a super high tolerance for edibles. And but the edibles with the CBD, if they're like, you know, the same ratio and stuff, I really like that. That helps a lot. Like, with stuff.
Like, is there things, like, is drinking bad?
Yeah, probably.
I feel like Raymond Detta maybe had it, and he stopped drinking or drank way less because of it or something.
Yeah, he also had it when he was a kid as well, uh-huh. I think. I have a few friends that had epilepsy since they were straight up like babies. Like, they had seizures when they were babies, and a few of them had to have the fucking brain surgery and stuff. Like,
oh.
It's kind of like a pacemaker put into your brain, or they take out like a lobe where the scar tissue is. So I have scar tissue too. But he, like, one of my doctors was like, oh, we can always do this implant. And I was like, nope, fuck that. No way. I'm not doing surgery on my brain. It's bad enough that I have scar tissue and I'm fucking retarded now. So I'm not going any more retarded. Sorry, I'll take my chances. But, yeah, no. But to be honest, the drinking's not good, but like, since this happened, I have so much weird anxiety because, like, I feel like my speech and memory are so bad. I'm just like, I don't want to be around people because everybody thinks I'm probably retarded. Everybody probably thinks I'm retarded and crazy anyways in this scene.
Is it something that you can feel coming on, or does it come out of nowhere?
Oh, no, you can feel it.
Oh.
It feels weird.
So definitely. You're like, oh, like, can you, is it kind of like a little warning that you're like, oh, and you can lay down or so? I don't know what.
Yeah. No, you can definitely, that's a good thing, especially okay. when I'm skating. So basically where right. my scar tissue is it's in control of your emotions, which emotion there is a fear one.
Uh-huh.
So all my like phobias and fears have been like enlightened, and it's like, oh, this sucks. So I'll barely be like, what, like, 10 feet in the air, and sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't feel like I should be standing up here. I kind of feel wobbly or whatever. And,
right.
But as far as like feeling, yeah, you have a weird feeling. They call it an aura or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But shit starts to look weird and just like sound weird. And like, yeah, just like you're tripping out or something on something. You're like, oh, fuck, I should probably sit down now because. I'm either going to have a seizure or not. So it's like, I usually tell myself, whatever's going to happen will happen. So
yeah,
there's no way to, like, I don't know, stop it, like, mentally with yourself. Because it is a fucking, like, misfire of your, like, synapse in your brain. Just kind of reboots. That's what my doctor was telling me. So it's like, you know, if you, like, reboot your phone or some shit, or turn it off really quick and then restart it, then the apps start to work better. But before, it's like kind of like shit, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's kind of what it's like.
Huh, crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, I'm trying to get my motorcycle license though.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, because that's why I drove in Thailand for like the whole time. I drove motorcycles longer than I've driven like cars and shit, so. But hopefully it goes well. Hopefully my doctor's like, yeah, you can drive again, because they took away my license like the first two seizures I had.
We were just watching the Ted Bundy tapes on Netflix, and the fucking guy's got the death sentence, and they're like, okay, just to be sure, let's try him again for another death sentence. It's like, what? That thing was insane.
I hear actually death row is supposed to be really nice. They treat you really great. There was this other guy. I've gotten into this weird, like, murderer, serial killer, like, facts and shit. Like, okay, I like to do pop quizzes, so we'll do a pop quiz.
Yeah.
Since it's on Ted Bundy, was his first kill an animal or a human?
His first kill, I'm guessing, was a human.
Yeah, that's trippy. Yeah. Most people are like, animals, you like tortured animals. I'm like, actually.
I felt like watching the documentary made it seem like he was a drug addict and his drug was killing people.
Yeah, that was his, but like, addiction.
I don't know if they made it like that through the movie or if that was true.
No, that was the shit, too. I remember he did this, one of his quotes was, I'm the most cold-hearted son of a bitch you'll ever meet. It's like, fair enough, you are pretty cold-hearted. Yeah. That's cool, but, like, what a quote. Like,
what an insane story, and he broke out of jail twice. Like,
twice. And he got married, twice in jail, too. It's like, oh, wow. And then the famous one from Santa Cruz is that dude, Ed Kemper.
Yeah, that was the Mindhunter, right? He used to hang out at the bar in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, the jury room. He's super smart. Like, his IQ tests were, like, off the hook. Like, he was basically genius, but...
Yeah, if you haven't seen Mindhunter on Netflix, it's all about him. Yeah, it's weird shit. I don't know, for some reason, I'm addicted to those fucking true crime stories.
Yeah, I'm fascinated.
They're fat. Oh, I can't wait for the Manson one. Like, I'm just gonna be like, what?
Yeah, that one was kind of weird. I don't understand why. I mean, yeah, okay, he convinced some people to kill people, but he didn't kill anybody, so it's kind of weird.
I don't know.
Do you listen to the Sword and Scale?
No, what's that?
It's a podcast? Yeah, it's a good one.
They
have so many weird crimes and just police stories.
Well, let's end this one on a good note.
Sorry.
What do you got to say to the people out there? What do you want the last word for you to be? What's your happy place?
So, basically, I've been working on meaning of life, maybe mine, at least, is to, you make... what you make of it, if that means like doing your own thing, like doing you, which most people should do, so they, you know, it's like what you make of life. Are you gonna make it like horrible and miserable for yourself and just like, oh god, I can't do this type of shit, or are you just gonna be like, fuck it, that sucks, but I'm going to make myself happy instead of fucking trying to dwell on that shit.
Right.
It's just going to waste time. You're just wasting time if you're not doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, don't become like a heroin addict or a tweaker. That's not cool in any, you know, at least just have some morals. Do yourself well. Like.
Exactly. Yeah, my thing is if I can learn something or get better at something, I had a good day. Those are my two goals for each day. It's like I want to either learn something new or get better at something I already got going.
Which is a great thing to do, a great goal to achieve.
I don't know. There's a lot of people that are sitting in basements in Idaho that are typing on keyboards about how angry they are.
How much they hate homosexuality.
Yeah.
And like... when they're actually, like, hating themselves, it's like, oh.
At the end of the day, at the end of the year, at the end of the week, at the end of our life, the answer to our trivia question will be, who was the first girl on Talkin' Schmidt? And it will always be you.
Red. Really?
Yeah.
First one?
First one.
Yeah, the freshie. I'm going to say something. The cherry popper. I'm sorry.
Hey, the door's open, ladies. Now you can come in, huh? Hey, thank you so much. I love you, and it's so rad to catch up with you.
Oh, so great. Yeah.
Yes. Okay,
we got to do this more.
High five.
Because you're always here. I see that.
Oh,
After we did the initial interview, Jessica hit me up and wanted to see if she could add a little more information about her epilepsy. So here's a 20-minute phone call we had where we just talk epilepsy. What's up? What's up?
How's life over there?
It's okay. I just got to the skate park and it cleared up. It was fucking raining like shit.
Oh, you're lucky. I was just trying to get to the store right now. And it just started fucking pissing down on me. And I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Because I walk everywhere now. So.
Yeah, I think it's going to rain all day tomorrow. So I'm trying to get just a little roll in here in a few.
Right on, right on.
Yeah.
Can you hear me good? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. I don't know. I guess what I was, like, wanting to talk about a little bit more, that I don't think I really talked about it too much because I was a little buzzed, so, as one does.
Yeah.
was about the epilepsy thing. Because it's new to me, and, like when I moved back from Thailand, one of my hopes and like stoked out expectations of moving back home was to be skating more tranny and shit in like bowls and shit like that, and just, I don't know, some concrete, because there's a lot of parks built when I moved away, you know, and I just like seen them on the internet, and I'm like, ah, I want to go there, I want to go there, I want to go there, I want to skate fucking tranny, this and that. And so, like, moving back, it was cool for, like, a year. And then I started having seizure things.
Right.
And then found out I had scar tissue, which was making me fucking go crazy. Because at first, I don't know what the fuck was going on with my brain or, like, even myself. Like, I was like, shit looks weird. Fucking shit sounds weird. I don't feel normal anymore. Like, what the fuck? Like, just kept telling the doctors, and they're like, yeah, where am I, this and that, and I was like, yeah, I feel like I'm losing my fucking mind, like, what's going on here? And he was like, oh, well, technically, you know, you have scar tissue, and you're losing your mind. And I'm like, no, that's not really what I wanted to hear, but okay. And so, like, I was going about it, too, and I was like, nah. I'm good, you know, whatever. Fuck it, you know. I'm going to be able to, like, go to work and do all the shit. And so basically, like, I run in the morning usually. I try to every day. Like, 2 miles and do, like, a sit-up routine and fucking stretch routine and whatnot.
Nice.
But I can't. So, of course, like, when you do a little routine, you count, you know, how many, like, sit-ups you're doing or whatever, push-ups here and there, whatever. So I was getting, like, I was counting, because I do them in, like, sets of 20, and I was counting, and I was like, holy fuck, I forgot how to count to 20.
Oh
shit. I was like, there's something fucking wrong with my brain. Like, I was like, whatever, I think I got this, like, after, like, the first 2 days of my seizure, I was like, no, I got this, it's cool. And then I was, like, doing my normal things, and I was like, oh, fuck, I can't count. Oh, fuck, I forgot how to spell my fucking name. Like, literally, like, I was like,
whoa.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it was crazy. And so, like, I started noticing little things here and there. But when I went to skate, when I was trying to skate tranny and shit, which I had been doing, like, the whole year before, it was fucking good times, fun. I was really hyped on it. And then I go to skate, like, the, you know, big bowl over at the downtown park in Santa Cruz, which I've been skating the whole time, like, since I've been back, fine. I try to go in there and just do, like, stand up 50-50, like, normal warm-up. Dude, I couldn't even make it through the fucking full pipe without slamming, because I had no idea where I was.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, yeah, I really told many people about that. Well, I mean, some people, they just think, oh, what the fuck's wrong with her? Oh, she's fucking drunk. Or,
yeah.
I get that a lot, you know, even when I'm not drinking. They're wrong with you. So, yeah, my balance is a little off. Like, sometimes I slur when I'm not.
Your reputation drunk. Precedes itself.
Yeah. So, it's a little weird. Definitely. So, But yeah, like, not saying like, oh God, my life is over, it's horrible or whatever. But yeah, I'm fucking bummed, you know, like certain things that you take for granted that are super normal, just like muscle memory, just simple memory shit, which so happens the part of scar tissue I have in my brain is I can control your memory, so a lot of people think I'm kind of a dick and don't remember them, but it's like, no, I'm not doing it on purpose. Like,
right.
There's actual shit behind it.
Huh.
But, yeah, so, I mean, it's been cool, like, actually not cool, but interesting learning how to do shit again, I guess.
Yeah.
I never thought, like, being, what, 35 now, and learning how to do shit again, it's like, even the simplest shit, like, count.
like pumping transition and stuff?
No, not like that. So, like, what happens is, like, going around and training, you know how you, like, carve around and shit?
Yeah.
When you come up. So basically, I gotta get lost in what direction I'm going.
Oh.
So.
Damn, that's so scary.
It kind of freaks me out. So I'm like, dude, I'm gonna eat shit.
Like, fuck.
On the easiest things. Yeah, so like, but it's been good. I mean, I've been skating a lot of street. That's what kind of like, you know, I'm not going to say limited to, but, like, I feel safer at. But it's also that fucking kind of, like, 2020 catch thing. Like, I was so stoked to move back to America and skate, like, parks and shit because it was going to be, like, easier on the body, like, tranny, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, well, fuck it. I guess we'll do with what I got, so.
Fuck.
A lot of people take it as me being like an asshole or kind of arrogant, and I'm like, nah, it's not even like that. It's like, fuck, dude, I'll forget what I'm talking about when I talk to somebody, or like forget what I'm even doing. The worst thing that's happened, though, that I'm kind of bummed on, was leaving the stove on once.
Oh, damn.
Because I like to cook a lot.
Yeah.
Usually I'm pretty good about that shit, but it wasn't that bad, but it was to the point where, like, oh, fuck, I left that on. Because I don't remember turning it off. So I was like, oh, shit.
Jeez.
Checked it was on, and I was like, fuck, man, I just pulled an old person move.
Fuck.
Like dementia or something.
Yeah, right? Holy shit, that's gnarly. Is there anything that you can do to help bring some of that back? Like, is there exercises you can do for your brain, or take any type of, like, natural element? I don't know.
Yeah, no. So there are, like they call them, like, brain games and stuff, which I've been doing. And also, like, just, like, you know, Googling, like, lyrics to songs. So I can, like, remember it, you know?
Right.
Kind of, like, do simple, like, shit like that just to, like, get the brain to, like, start to, like, get in the pattern, I guess, of remembering things.
Yeah.
Because it is a muscle, they say, your brain.
Yeah.
So, you know, try to flex it out, I guess.
Well, anybody... Anybody that judges you for being a dick or something because you don't remember them, they don't know you because you're too sweet to be an asshole to someone for no reason.
Yeah, I wouldn't. It's not like I go out of my way, like, oh, I would be a dick to this person.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot from this, especially, you know, a lot of neuroscience, because it is your fucking brain and how it's, you know, perceiving things, and also how the electrical fucking synapses are firing or misfiring, like, all the time. So it's kind of weird. I kind of forgot what we were talking about, but, no, yeah, it's not like, yeah, I'm trying to go out of my way to be a dick, to, like, just forget, like.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, like, here's my advice on that. Everybody wants to fucking judge everybody. Everybody wants to fucking take a magnifying glass out and fucking look at people and try to pick their worst elements. Why can't we all just fucking love each other and just enjoy the time we have here on Earth and fucking quit being so like hateful and angry and bitter and all these things. It's like, dude, fuck that.
Exactly. And that's what I've learned. Like, you know what I mean? And like the meaning of life, you know, like you make what you make of it and then, you know, take advantage of that. And if you're not, and you're just trying to like hate or just being that negative, like it takes so much energy to be negative. Like if you think about it, like all that like emotion just to gather up the anger, to gather up your sadness.
Yeah, and
tears and all and, that. Instead of like a good old just heart laughing, just to where you're like in tears or want to pee or can't breathe.
Yeah, laughing, absolutely.
You know? It's not the other way around. No.
Humor is always the answer.
This is true. I try to do that. I'm the best at the worst bad jokes. So my specialty. A lot of people think I'm super ignorant, but then I'm like, no, but whatever. I'll just. At least I got the joke.
I'm pretty high up there at bad jokes too. I'm pretty good at bad ones.
You know, and that's another thing in skating too, which is really weird, because skaters were all crazy.
Yeah.
It's just the whole take on, like, mental health of, like, not really addressing it and kind of, like, putting it off to the side. Like, it's always something for crazy people. It's not people who, you know, have, like, an emotional up and down of extremes. It's just, oh, they're all crazy.
Right.
Because, you know, like, what is it, Dave Mirra, the BMXer guy?
Yeah, he killed himself.
Yeah, because he had that brain thing, the concussion.
Right.
Not disease, but brain damage.
Yeah, that shit is gnarly.
Yeah, there's been, like, apparently cases of, like, fucking high school kids, even college kids. You know, and people just put it off as like, oh, whatever, they're just, you know, having a bad day or some shit like that. And it's like, nah, some people reached out and people are just like shut off to the side. Like my cousin hung himself. He was talking about that shit for years and everybody like, oh, I wish there was something we could have done. And it was like, well, everybody just said like, oh, you're just going through an emotional stage. This and that. It's like, no, I think he was trying to actually like reach out and say some shit. And
yeah.
People don't know how to deal with it, so they're just like, whatever. So I guess people reach that breaking point and they're just like, fuck it. But yeah, definitely, world is fucking weird. Life is weird, you know. But one thing I know is I'm super stoked to have had the chance and the opportunities to fucking skate the places and, you know, the people I've met, which I'm really stoked about. And it's also gave me, like, the travel bug.
Absolutely.
Besides my dad. My dad's always like, travel here, let's try these things. So, I love my mom, don't get me wrong. But my dad's always, like, you know what I mean? Me and dad are kind of like homies, so that's cool. But, skating has definitely opened up my eyes to, like, the world.
For sure. We're very fortunate in that way to be able to, like, want to go places because of our skateboard. It's like, what the fuck are you going to Cleveland for? Well, you'll see.
Exactly, yeah. But, when I get up to the city soon, get some food.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah. Lunch, have a drink. I don't know if you drink or not, but
no, I've been sober for like 3 years now.
That's good.
Yeah,
I was like two and a half years when I moved back.
Really?
And then I went on the whole I want to do me thing, kind of like, oh, my life's short, now I got epilepsy, I don't know, you know, that type of thing. Well,
yeah.
I don't know if my life's short, but you know what I mean. I was like, I don't want to look back and be like, I didn't have fun for all these years, for what?
Yeah. my life got funner because I hit a certain age where I just couldn't handle hangovers anymore. It turned into a complete panic attack, and so it was not fun at all. And once I got through, like, the initial, like, I don't know, maybe 3 months, it was really hard. But once I got through that and I started to just kind of feel okay, I just started feeling so much better.
I agree. So that's my, like, weakness. Like, I know that part, that would be the wiser thing for me to do, but then I'm like, I feel so weird. Fuck, I would have 3 drinks, and
yeah,
I won't feel as weird to myself as I do, but probably other people are like, kind of loopy from your medication, or... I'm at the point where I made that decision. Like, I made that decision not to drink for, you know, a few years. But then...
That's rad.
I'm at the point where, like, I'm making that decision to drink right now. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's out of control or whatever. Yeah, I probably drink a lot more than a normal person. But at the same time, I go to work when I need to work. I do my shit when I need to do it.
Yeah.
You know, my daily goals, like run that 2 miles, at least get that goal out of the way. And you'll be like, yeah, I did something for the day.
Yeah, so it feels good. I was running for a while too until this weather got all crazy. I've been going to the gym and doing the elliptical a little bit, but I can't wait to have the weather nice enough. I love getting up early and just getting a run out of the way and be like, okay, now the rest of the day I can just enjoy.
Exactly.
You want to do me a favor and do a, like, this is Jessica Krause and you're listening to Talking Schmidt?
Oh, fuck yeah. What if I do it backwards? This is Talking Schmidt with Jessica, or Jessica with Talking Schmidt. Ready?
Yep.
We're going to do it on 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. This is Jessica Krause, and you're here with Talking Schmidt. Today, enjoy the lovely day.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please subscribe now on Anchor, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like this show, one of the best ways to show some love is to write up a review. I always appreciate to hear your thoughts, and detailed reviews are the best way for people to discover us. Also, a big shout out to our executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout out.
Love it!
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please subscribe now on Anchor, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like this show, one of the best ways to show some love is to write up a review. I always appreciate to hear your thoughts, and detailed reviews are the best way for people to discover us. Also, a big shout out to our executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout out.
Love it!